continue our series, Life's Voices, today with a profile of Sherry Tussler. She's executive director of the Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee. While her passion is evident, her career is not what she expected. In college, Tussler planned to be an art teacher, but she told WUWM's Annalise Henzel she found herself drawn into one social service job after another.
I came to Milwaukee to run a homeless shelter. I was the founding executive director at Hope House, and I worked at Hope House for 10 years. Prior to that, got my first jobs in Kenosha. I worked at runaway shelters. I worked at a domestic violence shelter and later worked as a sexual assault counselor and an educator at a hospital. And I saw a lot of stuff, obviously working in an emergency room on second and third shift, working weekends, not just women but children and sometimes men who were sexually assaulted. And those were sort of life-changing things to me. I would walk in, the situation would be really chaotic and out of control. We needed to collect medical evidence. We needed to help people and put them back in the role of making a decision about themselves. They had had their permission taken away for something as basic as the use of their own body, and we had to put them back in a decision-making capacity around collecting evidence, around whether or not they were going to pursue police charges, and then what they were going to do the next day to tell people what was going on and what had happened to them. And spent some long nights wide awake in the emergency room and walked out as the sun was coming up on Lake Michigan, gave a complete stranger a hug, told them they could call me whenever they needed to. And it felt really empowering to put somebody back in charge of their life. It was good. It was good work.
It's interesting to hear you say that it's empowering to help someone else be empowered.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a really big piece of advocacy. That's one of the reasons why I still do the work that I do is I know that when I help somebody, they turn and they look at me and they go, next time somebody needs my help, I'm going to help them. And that's a really awesome feeling.
What did you find in those early years about the need for social services in the community?
Oh, I grew up in a small town and there didn't appear to be a lot of needy people. Now I realize, looking back, that there were some families that were wearing hand-me-downs and people who were eating commodities. But growing up in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, you didn't really realize that there were needy people or challenging social issues. It seemed like everything was fine. I grew up in the 1960s in a small town.
I've heard organizations that serve the needy talk about generosity at the holidays and that perhaps it does not extend through the rest of the year. Do you find that too?
I think people need to realize that poverty is a year-round problem. Poverty isn't just about charity and when we're feeling charitable, because what we should do is sort of try to get that charity mojo on every single month. Of course, there aren't more homeless in December. There are homeless people year-round because homelessness is about not having enough money to afford a house, no roof over your head. Hunger is about not having enough money to buy food for yourself and your kids. It's about money, and it's about equalizing access. And people have to figure out how to equalize that access, and they got to do it year-round in order for everybody in the community to be whole, for Milwaukee to be a healthy and thriving community. And so those of us who have need to figure out how to give and give all the time to those of us who don't have.
So you've been heading Hunger Task Force for nearly two decades. What's next?
I'm 55. And I see myself working in Hunger Task Force through retirement. The work is big, and there has been plenty to keep my attention all of these years. People who know me know that I don't sit still very well, and I'm not terribly patient. But those qualities have helped me and helped the Hunger Task Force be successful.